everyone. Mike Wobschall from Vikings.com here at Nissan Stadium at the 50-yard line where the Vikings have dropped their preseason finale 24-17 to the Tennessee Titans. Joining me is voice of the Vikings, Paul Allen, to break down what we saw from the game. What did we see from the game?
Well, Taylor Heinicke, the quarterback from Old Dominion, played the entire game. We knew that coming into the game. Sean Hill was available to play just in case something went wrong, and I thought it was another impressive performance for Taylor Heinicke, and now when they cut it from 75 down to 53 on Saturday, I think there are some very difficult decisions that need to be made, including one involving this quarterback, Taylor Heinicke.
Now, with the offensive line that Taylor Heinicke is playing behind, they are guys who have not worked together for very long, so you don't have the synergy you normally have with an offensive line, so you're going to have some problems that come with that, and Taylor still looks good. There's something to be said for him being a gamer, don't you think?
Well, there's one thing Taylor Heinicke does, one of several things that I really appreciate, and some of the great quarterbacks in the history of the NFL have had the inherent ability to sit in the pocket as long as they can, knowing they're going to get hit, and still deliver the pass. He does that very well. He's a fearless kid who looks like a wonderful find from Old Dominion University. And when he went 11 for 11 against Dallas, that really, really opened my eyes as to the progress of Taylor Heinicke. And he got hit a little bit tonight. And Dick LeBeau and the Titans blitzed him a little more than I would expect in a fourth preseason game. He was unfazed. He was unfazed, and I really, really like Taylor Heinicke.
Isaac Frickte made a couple of catches. The Gophers are playing back home tonight, TCU, but a former Gopher is here playing. I thought it was nice to see him make a couple of catches. Michael Pruitt flashed a little bit, but Stephon Diggs found the end zone again. Nice night for him.
Yeah, he'll be on the active roster. He'll be part of the final 53, in my opinion. I think we carry six receivers. You know, when you talk about Taylor Heinicke, whether they keep a third quarterback really plays into a lot of the roster as to how many offensive linemen, defensive linemen, linebackers, or defensive backs they keep. It's a very, very tricky decision coming up this weekend involving the quarterback. One thing is certain, the fifth rounder from Maryland is on the team.
Let's go to the defensive side of the ball. And, folks, the Vikings defensive line, dominant all offseason, all training camp, all of preseason. Dominant again tonight in some stages. Even though the starters weren't playing, Justin Tratow flashed a little bit. I thought Danielle Hunter was good. He even had a sack. Love seeing depth on the defensive line.
Well, I loved calling Scott Crichton's name multiple times in the simulcast because he was taken in the third round last year, and I think during the course of the year he had eight tackles. Might even have had two in eight games. It was something that was below 10. And on a team that I think needs somebody to identify himself as a third rotational defensive end, I thought Scott Crichton handled this game very well. Danielle Hunter, the rookie from Louisiana State, looked completely lost in the Hall of Fame game. He's 20 years of age, and it was a treat watching him game by game advance and get more pressures on the quarterback and get that sack tonight. So it looks like between Tratow, Crichton, and Danielle Hunter, we don't have a problem with the third defensive end spot. But again, it plays back to how many quarterbacks they keep. Because if you want to keep all three of those guys, Tratow, Crichton, and Hunter, you probably can't keep three quarterbacks. Again, Saturday's a very tough day.
Last thing on special teams. Diggs with an explosive return, love that. Michael Maudie, block punt, love that. We got to get the kicking game sharpened up, punting and place kicking going into San Francisco.
Yeah, I think the Blair Walsh situation needs to be considered a legitimate problem. And why it's a problem is because you're not going to let him go. You just gave him $5 million in change. He's had two really good seasons, fell apart a little bit last year with an 0-for-3 at Ford Field and a rough game at TCF Bank Stadium against the Jets, and Blair's missing too many kicks. That's the only way to put it. They can talk about the mechanics, the technique. They can say it's only preseason. He's missing too many kicks. And this team is constructed to play in close games with a very tough defense and maybe a run-first offense, at least initially, when Peterson comes back against the Niners. It's not like I'm going to jump off a cliff or anything because I'm super fearful Blair Walsh has completely lost his game, but I think you're fooling yourself if you don't look at it as a problem.
They have some time to get those errors corrected. The Vikings open the regular season on Monday Night Football a week from this Monday in San Francisco against the 49ers. It will be exciting. Before then, roster cuts over the weekend and a few practices. We thank Paul Allen for joining us. You completed another preseason of simulcast.
Yeah.
Congratulations.
And we got a little Michael Jackson playing behind us right now, if you can hear that. So I'll leave you with a rare Michael Jackson move.
And I cannot top that. So that's it for the Between the Lions post-game report from Nissan Field in Nashville, Tennessee. We'll see you next time.